708-1984 ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ genocide1984.com ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ।
ਮੁੱਦੇ ਲਾਖ ਬੁਰਾ ਚਾਹੇ ਤੋ ਕਿਆ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਵਹੀ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਮਨਜ਼ੂਰੇ ਖੁਦਾ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ। Morning everyone aur namaste namaskar Sita Ram aur assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome to your early morning edition of Shabnam and especially designed to assist you with your early morning chores and to put you in a positive and good frame of mind and to also ignite sparks of spiritual inspiration to you and your loved ones। जहाँ कहीं आप मौजूद हो अपने कामों से जरा सी मुहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए और ऐ बहारे बाग दुनिया चंद रोज देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज और ऐ मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर इस सलामे है बसीरा चंद रोज।
देख लो इधर तो एक बार मैं हूं ना, किसका है ये तुमको इंतजार मैं हूं ना। देख लो इधर तो एक बार मैं हूं ना, खामोश क्यों हो जो भी कहना है कहो, दिल चाहे जितना प्यार उतना मांग लो, को मिलेगा उतना प्यार मैं हूं ना। किसका है ये तुमको इंतजार मैं हूं ना, देख लो इधर तो एक बार मैं हूं ना।
Jaram Satri Kajay Gurudatta Sairam Assalamu Alaikum and a good afternoon everybody
ke tum ye dekho par kitna mujhko tumse pyar hai।
We are Shabnam Radio and we are here to keep you company. My name is Richard Aziz. How are you doing? Broadcasting, we are from the studios of WTOR 770 AM, sitting at 3 degrees, a little overcast, a grey sky. Looking forward to tomorrow, a little bit of sunshine and we're going up to plus 7, but come Monday. So I want to mention this so that you can enjoy the weekend. Monday, we're looking at minus 2. Well, what a wonderful program we have lined up for you today. Again, we encourage you to call and share in with the program. Be part of it if you like. Telephone numbers to reach us at the studios 416-620-1778. That's 416-620-1778. Welcome to Sheikh Moin Al Haq. Moin Al Haq is in Toronto. He would be speaking later today at IMO as the fundraising dinner for the CIOG Canada group. You'll be joining me later at 1:30, so stay tuned for that.
खूबसूरत गजल लिख रहा हूँ, बहुत खूबसूरत गजल लिख रहा हूँ.
I want to say assalamu alaikum and welcome to Sister Zubi and Brother Kamal. It's been a while. I know you always listening. How about Brother Faruqi and Sister Shireen? Anybody home? Oh, he probably is in Florida still, I'm not sure. Mala and Aleem, I wonder, are they listening? Hey, just checking in with some of our long-time listeners. Farooq and his beautiful wife, how are you doing? The dancer girl has Sobrati. Welcome to the Sobratis, everybody.
कितने लम्हे गुजारे मिले कब कहाँ कितने लम्हे गुजारे मैं गिन गिन के वो सारे पल लिख रहा हूँ मिले कब कहाँ कितने लम्हे गुजारे मैं गिन गिन के वो सारे पल लिख रहा हूँ बहुत खूबसूरत गजल लिख रहा हूँ बहुत खूबसूरत गजल लिख रहा हूँ तुम्हें देख कर आजकल लिख रहा हूँ हाँ तुम्हें देख कर आजकल लिख रहा हूँ धड़कन धड़कन में है तो ही तू
है मेरी पहली तमन्ना है मेरी आखिरी आरज़ू
I love you.
Hey, is that special someone you love today?
I love you.
You want to send a special greeting, a song for her or him? Call me now. Richard Aziz, I'll take care of business for you. 416-620-1778 is the studio number. 416-620-1778. Also, you can text me and send me your greetings by 416-832-7293. 416-832-7293. Indeed. Well, we have to see who we have on the line. Hi, who we have on the line?
Victor Yacoub.
Victor Yacoub, the president of the ACG. Are you calling to say I love you to that special lady?
Of course. The purpose of this call, Richard, is just to thank you very much for interviewing our former president of Guyana, Dr. Barjagdeo.
Well, you're most welcome. It was a pleasure indeed. I know he was a little bit pressed for time, and but he was, you know, he's always a good speaker indeed, and it's great to have him on the program. How things went at your dinner and dance?
Very, very well. As you were there, you've seen over 500 people in attendance. And we want to thank them also for attending. This event is something that people should refer to, as a matter of fact, because of the upcoming election, the mother of all elections. And you know what the president said to the people? You were there. He said, listen, get back home, vote, and if possible, volunteer to assist the party. And that is a good appeal. What do you think?
Indeed. So listen, if people wanted to get some information and learn more in where and how they can assist, they can contact you. Can you share your telephone number and any other contact info that we could share with the listeners?
Sure. At the moment, I'm the sole contact. That is 416-636-8104.
One more time.
As a matter of fact, Richard, the campaign is on right now to recruit volunteers to go back home to help with the elections.
Okay, and what would be some of the requirements for someone who wants to volunteer?
Nothing specific. Just go up there and the leader of the party will advise the people what to do. No special requirements at the moment. I don't have all the details, but I just need indication. Maybe perhaps if people are interested, they can call me and I'll get all information at that time for them. But cannot announce anything at this particular time.
All right, so telephone number one more time.
416-636-8104.
And that's Mr. Victor Yacoub, the president of the ACG. And I'm sure there should be more information, and he would be able to help you out with that, because, you know, maybe accommodation, if there's anyone willing to reach you at the airport, if so, you know, how you, what you would be, you're responsible for, if you would be door-to-door canvassing based on your health, and would you have escort or chaperoned by others on the ground, you know. So I'm not sure, there's a lot of logistics that need to be put in place. So Victor Yacoub, thank you very much, and we look forward to talking to you again, my brother. You have a great day, and you want to say hello to your sweetheart?
Of course, she's just here beside me, she's listening.
Okay, so the next song I'm going to play is for her, so you want to dedicate it to her, go ahead.
Thank you, the same song.
All right, there's a little upbeat one. Hope you're having a good Saturday. Get an early start on the weekend. Want to say thank you for joining us here on Shabdom Radio.
मोहब्बत किसी से दुपट्टा दुपट्टा सरक रहा है, मेरा दिल धड़क रहा है, दुपट्टा सरक रहा है, मेरा दिल धड़क रहा है।
Coming up, we'll be speaking to the president of the Ontario Wrong Arm Softball Cricket Association. Arvind Prasad will be my guest in a few minutes. Stay tuned for that. The president of the Ontario Wrong Arm Softball Cricket Association. I believe they're having their annual prize giving this evening and also a dinner and dance. Well, we must say hello to Kamal Hamid. How are you doing? Long, 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 long time listeners, Suzanne and the gang. Well, Kamal is in a romantic mood. He's taking his sweetheart out to their 19th honeymoon for the year. Heading down to Niagara Falls. Want to extend to Suzanne and Kamal a good weekend. Shazam, welcome back. I'm not sure if you're back yet, but welcome to the program, my brother. A special good afternoon to all our online listeners. Welcome to Shelly Ann, little baby Ariana, out in Princess Town. Welcome. Hey, brother Munir and his beautiful Shanaz. Not Shanaz, I give it to my Shabana. How you doing, guys? Fence master indeed. If you want to keep your pets and dogs and wife inside, on the confine of the property, call the fence master. You know, sometimes the pets cross over the neighbor boundary and, you know, little that. Listen, but I think he's wrapping up for the year. Of course, we want to say hello and welcome. Brother Munir. Okay, so we have Montreal listening and calling in online. We say assalamu alaikum, brother Shafiq out in Montreal. How are you doing?
Really good, thanks.
You have some greetings, go right ahead.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. Greetings go out to my wife, Lazina, from Montreal. Happy birthday, and may Allah shower his blessing on her with good health and happiness from her husband, Shafiq, daughter, Aliyah, and husband, Xavier, my son, Salim, his wife, Casey, Emma, and most of all, a grandson, Malik, who is only 5 weeks old.
Wow, another
Thank
grandson.
You very much. Yep.
Well, congratulations, and to Sister Lazina, have a happy, happy birthday from all of us here at Shabnam Radio, Caribbean Showtime. And again, continue watching the show. You know, we always feel proud to know that we have trainees out there sharing the word about the program.
And don't forget about the station I told you about, Shah Direct.
Shah Direct, you catch us on Shah Direct in Montreal, correct?
Yeah, 129.
139. Well, thank you very much. You enjoyed the program this morning?
Boy, very well, very well. I sent you a text about that.
Thank you so much, my brother. All the best. So, okay. Sister Lazina, enjoy. Happy birthday.
इजहार का है समा प्यार के इजहार का
Okay, so anytime now we'll be talking to Arvind Prasad, the president of the Ontario Wrong Arm Softball Cricket Association. So Arvind, if you're listening, please give me a call in the studio, please. Natasha.
Natasha.
Well, we sent out that one for Sister Lazina, but right now we are also celebrating with Zahir and his family, his little baby girl, Ariana. Hey, Ariana, assalamu alaikum. Ariana didn't say how old she would be, but she is celebrating her birthday this weekend. Happy, happy birthday greetings are coming to you from Mom Nafisa. Not forgetting your puppy boy, Daddy Zahir, Grandma, Grandpa, on both sides, and the rest of the family. Not forgetting your Uncle Richard. Wishing you, baby Ariana, happy, happy birthday. So now tell Daddy, turn up the volume. Let's enjoy. Happy birthday. Uncle Shazim sending his love to you too, baby girl.
तेरी चुनरिया दिल ले गई तेरी ये बिंदिया ले गई सर की जो सर से वो धीरे धीरे पागल हुआ रे मैं धीरे धीरे सर की जो सर से वो धीरे धीरे पागल हुआ रे मैं धीरे धीरे तेरी चुनरिया दिल ले गई तेरी ये बिंदिया दिल ले गई
Taking we culture high. This is Shabnam Radio.
तुमसे मिलकर ये जाना है
Everyone say hello and welcome to Ricky Jai in Tang for the Fall Fantasy together with Chhatri Soka Monarch winner Nival Chetlal is also in Tang. It's all going on this evening. And you know, last week we had former President Dr. Bharat Jagdeo on the program, and what a great response we had for that. Coming up next week, we'll be sharing with you an interview with the current Prime Minister, the Honorable Moses Nagamutu would be my guest next week, Saturday, on the program. Well, with the election coming up in Trinidad, also we'll be talking to Kamala Prasad Bisesa and other politicians out of the Twin Island Republic. But right now we have a president of a different kind indeed. The president of the Ontario Wrong Arm Softball Cricket Association. Okay, let's see if we
can...
Hi, is this Arvind?
Yes, this is Arvind.
Okay, 1 second, Arvind. Well, this is the man we've been waiting for. Of course, we were talking about President Dr. Bharat Jagdeo, but this is a president of a different nature. He is the current president of the Ontario Wrong Arm Softball Cricket Association. I want to say welcome to the program. Welcome to Shabnam Radio. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Richard, for having me on the show.
Well, I always wanted to talk to a cricketer from Guyana and ask some of these questions, you know. What really is the Softball Cricket Association? Not really that, the wrong... Because it's a game you play called bumper ball. Is it the same?
It is, correct.
Now, bumper ball, if you could describe to our listeners who is not familiar like myself, what is bumper ball cricket?
Well, bumper ball cricket is basically a ball we use that's a mixture of rubber and a little bit of plastic. It's what we use back home because a lot of us didn't really have proper grounds to play the actual professional cricket on. But what we used to do is take the bumper ball, and if we bowl it an underarm style, it actually would work out a lot better on the actual uneven surfaces that we would have. So that's how bumper ball, came about, and it spread from there in the grassroots level in Guyana, and now we've actually brought it up over here, and we're an established league. We're trying to put a little bit of structure to it, and right now we're sitting at 27 teams and growing to probably about 30-something next year.
27 teams. Well, you know, I must say Guyana produced some great, great, great cricketers indeed, and in fact, now in Canada... I've been here now since 1988, and over the years we would see the hardball cricketers, and we have top players from Guyana playing among the top leagues here in Canada. Guyana and Trinidad have put cricket on the map here in Ontario because we have played with the Pakistanis and the Indians and other countries, and we have made a name for ourselves here. But with that, I always used to see the bumper ball playing, and they would occupy the grounds. And now, you couldn't tell the difference the way these guys gear up with their clothes, their uniform. They look as if they're playing for West Indies, boy.
Yeah, that's, and you know what, Richard, you brought a good point to it. I mean, when this game started out, we basically started out for one, it was cost effective. Like, we didn't have to go get a back home. We didn't need to go get a helmet, get a cane bat. We didn't have to go get pads and all those gears associated with hardball. But with the softball, is just basically you just need the stumps, the bat, and the ball, and you're good to go. So over here, when we started out this league, we wanted to continue that tradition that we had back home, and because at that point the city didn't have too many cricket grounds, but they did have soccer fields, which works perfect for what we needed. And we kicked off from there with about 10 teams with the inception of Orska. And now that we blossomed to 27 teams, but the main thing is what we've done as a league is we put some structure to it, we put some a constitution, some guidelines, and we have a formidable league right now that these guys can come, they're prepared, they need to be in their uniform. It is a professional organization, and you got to conduct yourself in such a manner. So stuff like, you know, your uniform, your gears, and everything like that, measurements, and so with the pitch, it needs to be regulated. And that's what we've done as a league, is we've put a little bit of a structure to it. And the cricketing community, not only in Guyana, but some Trinidadians, some Jamaicans, you know, people from all parts of the Caribbean, they're starting to come out. They're coming out. They're coming out slowly but surely. And we've actually had probably a record number of people who have registered with teams in our league that are not Guyanese. You know, which is,
well, that's kind of neat, because I find with Guyanese, especially with structured organization like the mosques and temples and all that, I've heard at times, oh, we cannot have only Guyanese members, must be members of the board of directors. And I have issues with when people make remarks like that, because if your constitution talks about having a vision, a mission of statement, and that mission of statement, let's say, is to cultivate and to promote a Guyanese cricket as we know it, and then you could come from China, or like if you adopt and agree to serve and work towards that vision, which is to promote and foster Guyanese cricket, similar to a mosque, if you were to promote and that with a Guyanese style or flavor to it, or, you know. So when I hear these things, I remember one masjid that refused a member to serve because his wife was Guyanese, but he was Trinidadian. And, you know, some of these things, when they're doing the independence celebration at La Marugrang, I remember once, no other vendors were allowed except Guyanese. And that's fine. I could see where they were trying to make that point, but they didn't have to make it so blatant. And because when you have a West Indian, a Jamaican day, a Grenadian day, anybody who pays the money could come and sell. But thank you for saying that, because cricket is a sport. And what I've heard, we spoke briefly once over some loud music, and you were telling me, and I'm very happy to hear that you really, and the league and the executive, is trying to make this an event for families to come out, because traditionally card playing, domino, cricket is a guy thing. They would go out and play, leave the wife here at home to cook and head on out, and when you go home, you're frightened to climb up the step because there's noise. But you have, and your league and your members have set the tone where you could bring your kids out, you have face painting, you have free snow cone going on for them, you have tent set up, DJ music are playing, and it's a family atmosphere, no swearing on the ground and all that. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, Richard, you got a memory of an elephant. I can't remember. I can't believe that you remember all this stuff. But you're absolutely bang on right. You got to remember. We go out there for fun, and you know, to release some of these everyday stress and so on and so forth, to socialize a little bit with our friends. But you know, we got to include the family. The family is the backbone as well, and we cannot forget, you know, what you know, the wives and the children, what they put up for us to at least go out here and do this. But what we want to do is we want to encourage the entire families to come out, especially on days when we have like the family fun days or the inter-county competition or any finals. We've moved a step forward where we are catering for everybody in the family community. So kids, wives, everybody, we got something going on at these grounds for you guys. So we want them to come out. We want them to support. It's not the, you know, typical what it used to be like 10, 15 years ago, where, you know, just guys show up alone and that's it. No, we got something for everybody to do. Like you mentioned, face painting, snow cones, everything, whatever activities we can. We even have a kids game. And we have next year we're hoping to have a ladies game as well.
Nice.
So we want to encourage the full family to come out there because without them, to be honest with you, we cannot go out there and play these games. So, you know, we cannot go out there and have fun. And they need to see what we're doing as well. You know, they really need to see, come out and see, you know, this is a venue for us to go and release those stress and release that, you know, those tension and stuff from our everyday lives. And, you know,
I think you're right, because the wife also have tension. Sometimes she might.
Exactly.
You know, so, well, it's great talking to you. I have to let you go. I know you have an event taking place this evening. Any tickets left for anyone who wanted to come out? And also, if you could give us a contact number, website, if someone wanted to learn more about the league, and maybe if you're taking new registration for next year's season.
Yes. So basically, tonight we have our annual dinner and dance presentation ceremony held at Sagan Banquet Hall, 7180 Edwards Boulevard. Event kicks off at 6 p.m. sharp. Dinner served at 6:30 p.m. The dance will open up at 10 p.m. If you can come out here, we have tickets available, $20 per ticket. If you would like to register with a team, or if you would like to register a team with the league, or you need any information pertaining to the league, please contact us via www.orsca.ca. That's orsca.ca. You will find the board information there. You can reach out to any one of us, and we would be more than happy to welcome you to our league. On top of that, I would like to, you know, thank Fence Master and everyone who has contributed to this league being where it is today. And, you know, we really appreciate you, Richard, giving us the opportunity to get our voice out there.
No, well, listen, I want to make this obligation and commitment to you now. No, I love what you guys are doing. Feel free that we have a one-hour television program. We'd be happy to feature some highlights to encourage the players and, you know, give their sponsorship some value, exposure, etc. on TV and radio. I would love to support. So please bear us in mind when you plan your events coming up in the future for the other games. And, you know, again, keep doing what you're doing. I know you also said, and you would say, I have a memory of an elephant and a half, but I want to tell you publicly, I know you're thinking about stepping down, but make sure before you do that, set up the constitution and have that vision in place, so that whoever is stepping into that position, if and when you leave, that they would continue on this path, because it has to be a family oriented. And the bigger it gets, you know, the more, you know, somebody told me, and I always use this as a mantra, democracy is the seed of its own destruction. And when you bring others in there, they paid a little $20 to join the come, and they might change the vision. So make it something concrete that this would always be a professional, family-oriented community event going forward.
You're nailing it on the head there, Richard. Really appreciate that. One more thing I do want to mention to you, though. Next year, and this is in the works. We haven't been able to put it together as yet, but it is in the works. We are looking to, like, maybe go down to somewhere again or anywhere where we can at least do something, volunteer, and give back to the community. So what I was thinking about is we put together a team, take it down there, and we, you know, pull together some money, get some sponsorship, get some donations or whatever. And basically, you know, you compete with the local teams there, and the winning team decides which charity they would like to donate it to. Now, regardless if it's a women's shelter or an orphanage or whatever, but that's something we need to work towards. So we need to start giving back to the community, not only to the family, but also to society. So
thank you. Well,
that's something I want us to work on going forward in the future. So anybody who's willing to, you know, get on board with that, reach out to the league via orsca.ca and reach out to us, and we can make it happen.
And of course, they could call me. I have the contact information, and they know my
number. Absolutely. You're a champ, Richard. I really appreciate it. And you blew my mind today with some of the stuff you remember.
Okay. Well, all the best. Take care and have a fun evening. And I extend congratulations to all those who... By the way, you remember who made top score? Or that's a secret? Who's going to get...
It's no secret. It's Mr. Munir Bashir, 168 not out versus Chase.
Wait, that's my partner, Munir?
It is your partner, Munir. This man, I think you should come out tonight to this event here.
What?
This man received this trophy.
Yes.
I would be honored to have you here.
What is a part of the man? Listen, that's why he's been billing those high fences, hit those sixes over it, boy. Congratulations.
Exactly.
Thank you. I have another interview coming up with Sheikh Moeen Al Haq, and I want to keep him on time. Thank you so much, brother.
Beautiful.
All the best.
Have a wonderful day.
Again, thank you, Arvind Prasad, the president, as you heard about the vision. And we'd be talking to him and members of that organization, keeping you in the loop. Terrific. Congratulations, guys. Keep it up. congratulations to Munir. Ay, 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 ay. 167 not old. That's a big trophy again, boy.
Easy, you want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Parker, La Parker. Door to door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With La Parker, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Parker, La Parker. Visit laparkan.com.
Well, coming up at the Shiva Ganesh Mandir, taking place on the 9th of November, it's a special installation of Satya Sai Baba Murti, and you're all invited to come on down. Remember, Pandit Munilal Maharaj and others from Trinidad, India and Guyana will be doing special songs, bhajans and mantras on that evening. Please come on out at 16 Reagan Road in Brampton. For more information, please call 416-409-7464.
Pandit Vamshi, number one Indian astrologer, spiritual healer in Canada. If you're facing problems in marriages, relationships, lost love or childless problems, divorce due to jealousy and greed, contact Pandit Vamshi. Are you in financial crisis or suffering from long-lasting illnesses? Don't worry, as our astrologer will help you to solve your problems and give you prosperity in your life. Call on Pandit Vamshi for an appointment, 647-765-9666. He removes negativity and gives you protection for your life. Pandit Vamshi is an expert in spiritual healing, palm and face reading, and could transform your life into a bright future. Why wait? Call for an appointment, 647-765-9666. That's 647-765-9666. Call now. Pandit Vamshi, located at 56 Dundas Street, West Mississauga.
Revive Auto Collision, 416-745-2267. For all your collision repairs, scratch and dent, paint services, insurance claim. Remember, call Rick or Faisal, 416-745-2267, or drop by at 176 Tory York Drive, unit number 4 in North York.
Bangle ke piche teri beri ke niche har piya har ya
While we go to the telephone, we have Sister Klima with some birthday greetings. Go right ahead. Right ahead.
I would like to wish my sister in law Susan Hammond a happy birthday. And Celine Ali, happy birthday. And my one and only daughter Tracy Bersati, happy birthday. And Tracy, from all her cousins, especially her two cousins, Dr. Cheval Jagabain and Shelly Jagabain, who love her a lot. And from myself, it's our piece of gold, and her dad. And we want to wish her best health and happiness. She just came back from Pennsylvania, was my sister's 60th birthday. So myself and Kamal and she, I flew there. So she had her birthday gift, and you know, Allah keep her in good health and strength. She's going to be 45, sorry.
Well, Tracy, from all of us here at Shabnam Radio also, want to wish you, baby girl, a happy, 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 happy birthday. And as your mommy said, may Allah continue to bless you. You have been a blessing, not only to your family, but to all that come in contact with you. Happy birthday.
बेकरार होता है
This one's for you, Stacey Gill.
वही बेकरार
And again to all the others celebrating that this Klima mentioned, just wishing you a great, great day.
है न कटती है रातें हर पल किसी का इंतजार होता है
Sheikh Moinul Haq is in Tanga. If anybody has his contact, please ask him if he could give me a quick call. Richard at the studio. Thank you.
धड़कनों में जिसकी प्यार होता है जलती हैं जमी आसमां भी पिघलते हैं
राहें ठहरे हैं राहें चलती हैं धूप में सितारे निकलते हैं
लो देख लो ये नजारा बार बार होता है है रातें हर पल किसी का इंतजार होता है
दिल वही बेकरार होता है
ओ धड़कनों में जिसकी प्यार होता है
दिल वही बेकरार होता है
IOG in Canada Inc. cordially invite you to their annual fundraising dinner on Saturday, November 9th at the International Muslim Organization, the IMO, 65 Rexdale Boulevard. Adults tickets $20, children under 7 absolutely free. Call for more information, 416-400-1786. Featuring Sheikh Moinul Haq, Director of Education and Dawah out of CIOG Guyana. And also Sheikh Abu Musa Imran Ali. So don't forget the date, Saturday, November 9th at the International Muslim Organization, the CIOG Fundraising Dinner. And that, my friend, taking place today. And of course, if you have tickets, and again, $20, I believe you could still try and get one. It's an event, I don't think so much for only raising funds. $20, how much money you can raise. But it's really to bring together nationals of Guyana and Muslims together to celebrate and have a good time, and while doing so, the little money they raise, they send it back to Guyana, that where they do a lot. CIOG is an organization that is unblemished when it comes to accounting and giving transparency and being accountable for your donations. All right, we want to welcome, indeed, it's always a pleasure indeed whenever he's in town. I am so happy that he calls in and chat with me a little bit. We'd like to say welcome, assalamualaikum, to Sheikh Moinul of the CIOG. As you heard, he's in charge of education and dawah out of the CIOG. Welcome, my brother.
Walaikum assalam, and thank you, Richard, for having me on your program this evening in Toronto, cold Toronto, Canada. And it's a privilege and opportunity once again to reconnect with our folks from back home. I was very happy at the masjid visited in the past week. It was Jamaat al-Ansar. I did the khutbah there, and then I met with the Imam of Malton Islamic Center yesterday with a sunnatul. And it brings back a lot of memories when we reconnect with our folks from back home, people who have been associated with us from then and even with long before I was born. And one of the admirable things is that most of them have continued their good work from back home here in Canada. We reached this afternoon at IMO for the fundraiser, but as you rightly said, it is more than a fundraiser. It is basically reconnecting back, reuniting back with folks who we were have been associated back home in Guyana. We continue the CIOG to play our part and as we say in Guyanese language, hold the fourth in Guyana, and look after not only the Muslim community, but everyone who is in need and who needs help in whatever way. That is the teaching of our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him. As we celebrate his birth anniversary, we remind ourselves about an important statement in this regard when he said, peace be upon him, the best human being is the one who is most beneficial to mankind. And so maybe how would we like to be remembered after we return to the Almighty? And if we would like to be remembered by our good deeds, then we must now advance it. And if we would not like to be remembered by our mistakes, then we should abandon it now. It is good that we have been in touch with several of the Jamaats here in Canada, especially in Toronto, but more important, IDRF, who has verified our work back home in Guyana and our accountability, and has provided same to the folks here. It was only 2 Mondays ago when we had our annual General Council meeting, where more than 110 masjids, representatives, imams, and executives were present. And we produced at this annual meeting our audited financial statement. And because it is important, Richard, as you would know, when we are soliciting donations from the public, then we have to be accountable to the public. It is not; it does not belong to an individual, and therefore, it's everything about CIOG, it is an open book. I'm happy to be here to speak about the activities which we have continued. The main ones will be, of course, the monthly Zakat, which has now reached more than 7 million Guyana dollars every month. And this goes right across Guyana in all three major counties of Demerara, Barbosa, Essequibo, approximately 1,270 recipients. And they receive these monies through their masjids. They were recommended by them. And, of course, the Orphans and the Vulnerable Children Program, just under 500 children are benefiting from the sponsorship of brothers and sisters organizations right here in Canada, among others. And so we have invested in the education of these children, because you would agree, you would know, it is better, Richard, that we teach them to fish instead of giving them the fish. And so this year at our Islamic schools, three orphans who sat the CXSEC exams, all three of them gained more than 7 subjects, and the valedictorian at Islamic school in Georgetown, 10 subjects with distinctions. So we think that the investment is worth it, because education never dies. Giving an opportunity to a child who has the ability to become a productive citizen will not only benefit that child, but it is our investment also from which we can benefit from in the hereafter. The iftar, the feeding of the fasting persons, yes, more than 3 million in 2019 at 55 masjids. The Qurbani program, again, with help again from Canadian donors here, to more than 35 masjids in Guyana. And the burial service continues. Those who can afford pay for the service. Those who cannot will receive that service free of cost. The food stuff, used clothing, and all of these stuff we receive from Canada, the U.S., and elsewhere allowed us to have a distribution that, and medical stuff and equipment, more than approximately 48 million Guyana dollars. And we had about 48 of these outreaches. And we focus mainly on those areas. You would have read about the closure of some of the sugar estates in Guyana. And so we decided to focus more on those areas because they were badly affected. And so that is a synopsis of it here. But in short, you know, when we make others happy, the Creator will definitely make us happy. And as the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, you know, treat your sick by giving charity, by giving sadaqah. And the closer we bring, the less fortunate to us, and the closer God Almighty will bring us to him on the day of resurrection. Charity, yes, never it never die. It does not decrease our wealth. Our kindness will definitely come back to us in numerous ways in this life as well as in the hereafter. And so in the final analysis, it is not what we have, but what we give. And so I once again, on behalf of the people of Guyana and the Muslims of Guyana and CIOG, wish to express our profound gratitude and sincere thanks to all our brothers and sisters, both Muslims and non-Muslim, and the non-government and organizations here in Canada for all the support that they have given us over the years. And we look forward to their continued support. We ask the Almighty to grant them all, grant you and everyone else, every happiness and success here and in the hereafter. I close with the remarks of Canadian High Commissioner presently in Guyana when she attended one of our building capacity programs in the west coast of Barbisa, the Edward Masjid. And she said, I'm here for two main reasons. One, it is because Canadian money has funded this project. And the second is this project was not restricted to Muslim females only, but it was extended to the entire community. Hindus and Christians have benefited also, and several females, approximately 100, were trained in catering as well as sewing, and to help them to continue their lives and fund, especially those single parent ones, their children and among other dependents. And so we will continue our work, God willing, and with, by the help of God and your support here in Canada and elsewhere, we pray that hopefully we'll be able to continue to bring some amount of ease and relief to those who are in difficulties, with the aim that the Almighty accept it from us and grant us ease and relief, not only here, but in the hereafter. Once again, thanks, Richard, for having me again on your program. It's always a pleasure.
Well, I just here. Introduced you and you went on. I think we didn't have a conversation, so it's allow me 2 minutes more, can you?
Sure.
Okay. Now, I just wanted to let the listeners know that one of the things that I've learned over the years, speaking to the then President Faisal Firoz, who is retired since then, by the way, he's celebrating a birthday, so we want to wish him a happy, happy birthday. Also, what I've learned was that there's an open book policy. If you as a donor would like, when you visit Guyana, you make an appointment and you can sit and go through the financial records. Am I correct?
You are perfectly in order. That's correct.
And this is one
and
of
our whole story is about transparency, and it's an open book, and we open for, you know, any suggestions. After all, human beings involved, there is room for error.
That's right. So I just wanted to share it with our listeners that. Also, those of you after hearing the Sheikh, you know, a few people come on this program, including the former president. I never find him to be a motivator. He tells a story and in point form, and he tried to break it down to the simplest level so sometimes common people would understand. I understand that. But when it comes to someone, just what the Sheikh mentioned today, I'm sure so many of you are thinking, oh, that seems a nice organization. I want to learn more. I would like to put my hands in my pocket and extend some money to them. If you have that thought, listen, call Sister Jeanette. I'll give you her telephone number. Now, this is one of the members of their association that you could call, and she would be able to help you with that. I also wanted to let you know that Sheikh Moinul, I wanted to ask about, at that time, I'm not sure how things have changed, but one of the projects I was very proud of and fun, and I find it was a brilliant idea, was the non-institutionalizing of orphans. You assisted parents or caregivers who are willing to take care of them after scrutinizing and doing follow-ups. Is that still in play?
That is the exact program. That is the how the program, the orphan program, vulnerable children program, works with CIOG, because we feel that they are better off psychologically and otherwise when they remain with their relations instead of placing them in an institution. They do far better.
Now, these are just some, and I'm only bringing it up because Sheikh is short on time and he's busy, but these are some of the things. So instead of sending a child to an institution, there might be helping an aunt or an uncle. But before they do that, the CIOG will go and see their accommodation, find out what they need. Okay, how much funds you think we would need to get them in school? Any special accommodation? We need to pick up a room. That is what they would do.